Welcome to The Shrinking Man Project. The Shrinking Man Project, Episode 39. Happy Anniversary! Merry Christmas, everyone! Or Io Saturnalia, Happy Hanukkah, Merry Festivus, Happy Winterinmas, Merry Yule, or whichever winter solstice-timed holiday you choose to celebrate. For those of you who don't celebrate anything, may you be unusually cheerful for no adequately explained reason. I'm Doc Coleman, the Shrinking Man, and your host for this edition of The Shrinking Man Project. I know that I had told folks that there were going to be two special episodes during November, and we did have two planned. Unfortunately, there were scheduling issues with the second interview, and we weren't able to get it done in time. We'll drop that special episode into the feed when we get it ready. Hope everyone had a good November. Somehow, I got through November and through NaNoWriMo. I wrote 50,000 words towards my first novel, The Perils of Prague, a Cracklin' Bang adventure. That story isn't really done yet. I have at least four chapters left to write in order to finish the story. I learned a lot about getting things done during NaNoWriMo, though. It definitely makes things a lot simpler to focus on a single project. And a lot of the techniques I use to get through NaNoWriMo were the same ones I use with my weight loss. Don't focus on the whole ball of wax. Just focus on what you need to do for today. Even if you don't feel like doing the day's allotment, do something and set your goals in small increments. It's easy to make small jumps, and they can add up to a lot more than you expect. And things seem to go a lot easier when you're active. I won my first NaNoWriMo, and it has been a big reminder that I can manage all these different projects. I just have to pick my focus for a given day and stay there. Pick a way to go and keep plugging at it until things are done. Just like losing weight.
Off to the scales!
Well, folks, now it's time for me to head off and get weighed. But unfortunately, I've run out of promos, so I don't have anything to stick in here. But through the magic of podcasting, we'll make this delay as short as possible.
The weigh-in.
I am still doing maintenance, but I've also had some bad weeks since my last check-in. Well, I've had some ups and downs. Last time I checked in at 283 pounds. Since then, I put on another 10 pounds due to some very sloppy eating habits while traveling down to North Carolina and Georgia in the first half of November. I managed to get myself straightened out a bit and lose 3 pounds, but for the last few weeks, I've ended up hovering between 290 and 295 pounds for the most part. And then, of course, there were the holidays. Well, I'm staying with maintenance for a few more weeks yet, but it can be difficult when maintaining to try to keep your weight from creeping up again. When you're maintaining, it seems easier to let things slide or do things a little more loosely, but when you do that, that can make the pounds sneak back on. Maybe quickly, maybe slowly, but there's a tendency to slowly let things go while you're maintaining. So you do still have to watch your weight while you're doing maintenance. If you're lucky, you'll find that your eating habits will keep your weight in a certain range. It may be a little higher than you'd like, but if it is stable, it's a good place to start from. That seems to be what happened for me during the middle of this hiatus when I stuck between 290 and 295. Unfortunately, it didn't stay that way. In the past couple weeks, with the Christmas holiday and with my upcoming surgery, I've let myself indulge way too much. My weight is up to 300 pounds. I kind of did it a little deliberately. I didn't want to gain that much, but I wanted to load up on protein to help me heal up after my surgery. We'll see how well that works. I'm not stressed about the weight gain, as I know that I'll just take the pounds off again when I start losing. But I'm a little disappointed in myself that I let myself gain that much. Then again, I also found out that I had indulged so much that I became sick of it. My wife and I went out to dinner the other night, and I was craving a big, healthy salad. And I was sick of being off plan, and I wanted to get back on track.
The Week in Review.
Well, this is more like 6 weeks in review, something horrible like that, almost 2 months. But let me see what I can do about catching you back up. Well, the weeks, I've had good exercises and I've had bad exercises. I've done a fairly good job in the past 2 months of getting my exercises done, but, well, the last few weeks have pretty much fallen down on the job. Cold weather played a part of it, as did a few late nights and early mornings. I had a rest week in there, and then this week, I've had Christmas, and I've been prepping for my surgery, and I just ended up squeezed out, not having time to go and exercise. And now with my surgery coming up, I don't know that my recovery is going to let me go out and exercise. We will see. If nothing else, once I'm healed up enough, I'll start over with week number one and start counting afresh. As it has been more than a few weeks since my last check-in, I have to admit that my eating has not been the best that it could be. As I said earlier, I've been sloppy about tracking my food. I'll keep entirely on plan one day and then sort of blow it off the next. If I'd been trying to lose weight, this kind of behavior would have been disastrous. But since I'm doing maintenance, it hasn't been all of that bad. I've gained a bit, but for the most part, my weight has pretty much sat in the same range. I hope that when I reach my final weight, I can maintain that weight as easily. I like to think this is a sign that I have done a lot of work towards forming good habits. I mentioned earlier that I've managed to win my first NaNoWriMo, writing over 50,000 words for my novel, The Perils of Prague, A Crackle and Bang Adventure. I'm hoping to get the last few chapters finished up soon, so I can change my focus over to the layout details for my next short story ebook, Welcome to Paradox. I've already gotten some beautiful cover art for Welcome to Paradox from Starla Hutchton. If you'd like to take a look at that, then take a peek over at swimmingcatstudios.com. Of course, my short story, The Gift, is still available as a 99-cent ebook on Smashwords, Kindle, iBook, and the Nook stores. If you've read The Gift, please take some time and leave a review of the story on one of those stores, or over on Goodreads. And if you haven't read The Gift, what are you waiting for? I'm not sure when the next episode is going to be available. You see, I'm going into the hospital for surgery to correct thoracic outlet syndrome, which is a fancy medical name that means that one of my veins is being pinched between two bones. On December 28th, the doctors will go in and create some additional space for my vein to sit in so that I can finally get off of blood thinners. I'm going to be out of work for at least a week, and then I'm going to have to do physical therapy for at least 5. I may be able to get podcasts out, or I may not. I just wanted to let you know that I may be gone for a bit, but I will be back.
Lessons learned.
Good food makes for good habits. Healthy food should be tasty food. While treats are nice, if you've made good, healthy food a habit, you will want to stick to that habit.
Moving forward.
Recovery time. For me, the future is all about recovering from surgery and getting better. They say that I may have some issues with my arm after the surgery, but I should be back where I started in about 6 weeks of physical therapy. Hopefully, that won't be so bad. This episode represents the second year of my weight loss and the first anniversary of the Shrinking Man Project. We're moving into a new year now, so it's time for new promos. If you've got a podcast, you should create a new promo, and then you should send it to me so I can feature it on this show. Everyone else, I want to hear from you. Tell me how you're doing. So, leave a comment on the blog at theshrinkingmanproject.com or send me an email at doc@theshrinkingmanproject.com or leave a voicemail at 240-745-5022. Or you can head over to Facebook and join the fans of the Shrinking Man Project. Or you can follow me on Twitter at Scalesley. That's Scales, L-E-A. Please leave a review on iTunes or Podcast Alley. I'd appreciate it if you'd tell your friends about the podcast. And if you've enjoyed what you've heard, please feel free to leave something in the tip jar. Any contributions you'd care to make will be gratefully accepted. Above all that, have a good week. Keep losing that weight. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
This podcast is copyright 2011 by The Shrinking Man Project. All rights reserved. The Shrinking Man Project is distributed and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 United States license. That means that you're welcome to pass it around, but you can't claim that it's yours, you can't charge money for it, and you can't make changes to the podcast.
The Shrinking Man Project is a Swimming Cat Studios production. For more information and show notes, go to theshrinkingmanproject.com.